Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Pesachim, Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis. Kachin is very sensitive. Because it's Kachin. It's Hegdish. It's the Beis HaMikdash. Because it is so sensitive. So therefore, Machshava plays an extremely important role in Hegdish. With the wrong Machshava, you can destroy whatever you're doing. As you're going to learn the Yazeh Shem Yisbarach when you get to Zvachim and Menachais, this is especially true for the Avodas Hadam. The Avodas Hadam is divided into four parts. There's the Shechita, which is the Shechting, the Kabbalah, that's receiving the Dam in a special Keli, the Hailacha, that's bringing the Dam to the Mizbeach, and the Zrika, sprinkling the Dam on the Mizbeach. Amongst the Machshavos that the Kohen has to have when he's Makir the Karban, is to make sure that it's Lashma and that it's Lashem Habaylum. In other words, if it's a Karban Chatas, he has to understand this is a Karban Chatas. He can't think it's a different kind of Karban. And also the Kohen has to have in mind that he's being Makir the Karban for the purpose of the owner. So if Yankel is bringing a Karban, the Kohen has to have in mind Yankel. Okay, so what happens if we have a Kohen who's Makir one Karban and he's thinking of a different Karban? So the Mishnah tells us in Masechtas Zvachim that in regard to a Karban Chatas and a Karban Pesach, let's say the Kohen has in mind that the Karban Chatas is actually a Shlame, or that the Karban Pesach is a Karban Oil. Or let's say the Kohen had in mind the wrong Bailam. He shechted either the Chatas or the Pesach, thinking they belong to Baruch, when really belong to Yaakov. So the din is they cannot be eaten, and their chalav cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. This is different than all other karbanas. In regard to other karbanas, the karban is a kosher karban, but the bailam weren't yaitzah their chayv. Let's say I made a netta to bring a karban shlame, and it was shechted with the wrong intention. So I have to bring another karban shlame. But by karban chatas and pesach, we're even more strict. By karban chatas and pesach, we're saying it's bechlal not a karban. A karban pesach and a karban chatas, you have to have these two things. The kohen has to be shechting it for the right karban and for the right person. If not, it's such as a question whether you are yotzi or chayiv. It's not a karban. You can't be makabed on the mizbeach. So now let's see our mishnah. Pesach. Suppose we have a karban pesach. Sheshechot eshaloi l'shmayi. The karban pesach was shechted for some other karban. Let's say he shechted it l'shem shlamim, as the Batanura says. And it's not just the shechita. It's any of the avodes hadam that we spoke about. Let's say he shechted it l'shem shlamim, or the kibel, he received the dam l'shem shlamim. When he took the keli and held it over there for the blood to go into it, he was thinking shlamim. V'hilach, or when he brought it to the mizbeach, he was thinking shlamim instead of Pesach. Or v'zarek, when he sprinkled the blood on the mizbeach, and he threw the blood on the mizbeach, which is the last of the avodas hadam. He did it all shaloi l'shmai, for some other karban. Now, it's not just if he did all of the four avodas, as explained earlier. The Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Hailacha, and the Zrika, shaloi l'shmai. Even if he did one of them, shaloi l'shmai. For example, oi l'shmai, maybe he taka shechted it l'shem the karban Pesach, but shaloi l'shmai, then he was mekabel the dam for a different karban. Somehow, after the Shechita, he was no longer doing it l'shem karban Pesach. Or shaloi l'shmai u'lishmai. The Batanura explains, in this case, we're talking about a person who said like this, Hareini shaychit l'shmai, okay, I'm shechting it for a karban Pesach, on the condition to be zayrik the dam shaloi l'shmai. Why he did that, I don't know. But what he did do, I know, he passed the karban right away. Even if he never actually carried out on his threat, so to speak, he never did the next part with the Machshava Psula. But once he had this in mind to start with, during the Shechita, that I'm going to shecht l'shem the garden, and then do the other thing shaloi l'shem the garden, it's already possible. And this is how we learn Pshat in the Mishnah. Shaloi l'shmai u'lishmai, possible. If he was thinking b'shah Shechita, although he had the Shechita right, but he was thinking right there and then to be zorik the dam shaloi l'shmai, even though he shechted it l'maitza l'shmai, and he never really started the Zrika, never did the Zrika, Shalei L'shamayim. Possible. It's already possible. Now, how do we know that a Korban Pesach is possible if it was done Shalei L'shamayim? It's learned from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'yamartim Zevach Pesach Hu. The Zevach has to be L'shem Pesach. And the word Hu is Mashma. There's no choice. If it's not done that way, it's a Pasuk L'kar. Zak the Mishnah Leiter, Ketzad L'shamayim U'shalei L'shamayim. What is an example? That he shechted L'shamayim and then Shalei L'shamayim. As explained, L'shem Pesach. He starts out L'shem Pesach. And then suddenly, L'shem Shlomim. Now, when we say L'shem Shlomim, Lav Davka Shlomim, any other carbon would be the same thing. The point is, he went away from the carbon Pesach. Shalei L'shamay L'shamay. What would be an example of first Shalei L'shamay, then L'shamay? He starts out L'shem Shlomim, and then L'shem Pesach. He should have started out Pesach and finished Pesach. And it's explained, because he didn't, the carbon is pasul. Okay, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. First of all, we explained that the Avodas Adam is divided into four. There's the Shechita, the Kabbalah, receiving the dam in a special keli, Haylacha, bringing it to the Mizbeach, and the Zrika, throwing the blood on the Mizbeach. And there are many halachas in regard to the proper machshava of the Kayin, as he does these four Avodas. Amongst the things that the Kayin has to have in mind is that it's Lashma for the right carbon. If it's a Shlomim, it's a Shlomim. It's a Pesach, it's a Pesach. And for the right people. If Yankel is bringing the carbon, you have to have in mind Yankel. You can't have in mind Baruch. If the Kayin didn't have in mind these two things, he didn't have in mind for the right carbon or for the right person. So in regard to all Karbanis, Vadi the Bailam are not Yotzei their Chayv. There is, however, a difference between Pesach and Chatas and all other Karbanis. In regard to the carbon Pesach and Chatas, not only are the Bailam not Yotzei their Chayv, but the carbon is a pasul of carbon. You can't be makrivit on the Mizbeach. Incidentally, although we keep saying machshava, but there are many paiskim who hold, Rashi and Menachos holds that way, and Tosis and Masechtas Pesachim holds that way, that the Kayin has to verbalize it. In other words, in order for it not to be good, the Kayin has to say it out with his mouth, that he's doing it for a different carbon or a different person. But either way, our Mishnah told us, if a carbon was shechted Shalei L'shamayim, the Kabbalah, the Halacha, the Zrika was Shalei L'shamayim, even if he started out L'shamayim and then changed to Shalei L'shamayim in the next Avayda, or as the Batanura learns, even if he thought, for example, he said, Rabbeinu shechted L'shamayim, Almanas on the condition to be Zarek the Dam Shalei L'shamayim, it right away becomes possible, even if he never actually carried out his threat. And then the Mishnah gave us an example of what's called L'shamayim or L'shalei L'shamayim. He starts out L'shem Pesach and then switches to Shlomim, or he starts out L'shem Shlomim and only then switches to carbon Pesach.